بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، Among the evil incorrect business practices that people engage in and concerning which Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام has warned us to refrain, to abstain, to be careful. And if a person just in his business adopts a correct method and keeping in mind the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there are great rewards for doing business. The great rewards for doing business with amanadari, honesty, integrity, that a person is honest in his dealings. When he speaks correctly. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. He speaks straight, meaning with honesty, integrity. He keeps to his word and is reliable. And that type of a person is making, so to say, he's making money. He's doing business, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says because of his good sifat and qualities in the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will grant him the rank of the martyrs and the shuhada. Will be raised with them, those that gave their life in the path of Allah. Yeah, he spent his life in the shop, so to say, making money. But the environment out there wasn't conducive to Sharia, to adopt correct akhlaq, character, and correct traits of a business, Muslim businessman. But because he adopted it, and the reality is, for a Muslim, it doesn't work for figures. It works for barakat. He can open multiple businesses, but there's no barakat, then his life will go. And he can have one business, but full of barakat. Full of barakat, and he will see, it's not figures. It's qaleelun kathiru naf'i. Not earning too much. But the benefits are plenty. Everybody's getting done. And together, whether also is enjoying good health. He's enjoying his health, enjoying the family, and the barakat in the business, it allows me. The greatest barakat in business, a business allows me not to make more profit in dunya, but to profit in akhirat. A business allows me to go to the masjid. One very important point also ulama explain, is in the business houses we have musallas. The musalla too is a last resort, not for our life to come out performing salah in a musalla. Musalla is there for a dire need, the last resort, because the business is away, industrial park, industrial area, there's no masjid there. The heart of a believer is connected to the masjid. The musalla is there as a last resort because we cannot make it, we cannot hear the azan. Fuqaha, jurists and ulama explain where a business or a home may be, and you can hear the adhan, then you have to go to the masjid. Musalla is there for convenience. What do we say for an amateur musalli, who is just beginning to get his salah right? But the person who has his salah, salah is my life, my business revolves around my salah, for him his heart is in the masjid. I want to go to the house of Allah. So ulama have discussions also when it comes to a musalla and a masjid. The dua for entering the masjid is for a masjid. Dua for exiting is for the masjid. The niyat for i'tikaf is for the masjid. Malaika making dua for you, that's in the masjid. So all these rewards, times 27, etc., is for the masjid. Difference between a masjid and a musalla, a masjid, the property is made waqaf, is so to say donated to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has become the owner till Qiyamah. It cannot be changed. So the musalla is there on its place. It shouldn't be that now my entire life comes up performing salah in a musalla only. And that, as you mentioned now, is a dire need, is a last resort, but the heart is in the masjid. The discussion for today is that in regards to that, is in regards to khiyanat. The person who is honest in his business, he will enjoy the ranks of the anbiya, he will enjoy the ranks of the shuhada and the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. Khiyanat, misappropriation, cheating in business. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the signs of a hypocrite are three. When he speaks lies. When he promises, he goes against his promise. And when he's granted trust, he misappropriates. This is a warning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that insan by default, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Shamsi wa Duhaha, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Allah made ilham. Allah ta'ala placed first in insan fujuraha, the disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَتَقْوَاهَا, and then Allah Ta'ala has placed taqwa. Taqwa, to abstain, to refrain, to save oneself from sin. So by default, insan is enticed and he goes towards sin more easily. But Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of insan, to get taqwa, you will have to suppress this fujur of his disobedience. That's how you will get taqwa. Then he become like an angel. He'll become like a farishta. Then he'll obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But to abstain from sin is when the avenues of sin are there, especially in business. I can slip any time, break the command of Allah, whether in speech, whether in being trustworthy. So these challenges are there every day. And sometimes these things are so normalized that person doesn't feel it's a sin anymore. That the environment has become such that you can just say this, advertise it like that, or just say it like that. Whether my kharid, cost price is this, I will just say it. And we say it, the marketplace has become like that. You can't do business without this. We have to do business like this. But this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the control of the business place. That is why ulama explain, when we go into the marketplace, whether it be in the office, whether it be the marketplace, to read the so-called, which is similar to a fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Person feels now, just to discuss the hadith, when he speaks lies. When he promises, he breaks his promise. And when he's granted a trust, then he misappropriate the trust. Doesn't take care of the trust, the amanat. Because the yaqeen in the heart is incorrect. The conviction in the business place is incorrect. His heart is not linked to the house of Allah. Then to be here, people will be saying that he has topi, he has dari, he has kurta, five-time namazi, musalli, first surf. But then to eating the people in the marketplace. Then to he is doing this in the marketplace. What kind of musalli he is? La Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah will say, he says that chor musalli ho sakta hai, magar jo haqiqi musalli hai, wo chor nahi ho sakta hai. He says the person who is a thief by career, so to say. So he can become a musalli. But a real musalli, whose heart is connected to the masjid, making effort of iman, he'll never be a thief. In his salah he won't steal also, out of salah he won't steal. Salah is a practice ground. So when a person goes to the marketplace, then to recite this kalima, to remind himself, I'm not here just to do business. I'm doing business of akhirat right now. I'm making my jannat. Then his heart will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my tongue should be straight, amal should be straight. When people entrust me also, that I'm straight. So when he reads the fourth kalima, even we put on the wall also, put the dua there, remind oneself once a day, second, before Zuhar, after Zuhar, before Asr, read it. So I remind myself, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, La ilaha illallah. There's no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the boss in the marketplace, or you own this firm, this company. La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme. You are not some god. You're not the one that hires and fires. You're not the one that calls the shots. The majari al-qada, all decisions take place from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah has given me a trust to look after this business and to facilitate the job of others, so some rosy comes into their life also. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا. Allah is all alone, He has no partner. So remind them of myself, no matter what kind of business I may have right now, is it possible for me to run my business all alone? I need staff also. Whereas Allah tabarak wa ta'ala وَحْدَهُ. Allah says, I don't need any staff. لَا شَرِيكَ لَا. There's no partner with me also. No matter what a roaring business industry you may have, you can't do it alone. You're still muhtaj. You're still in need of those that are under you to do the work. Allah says, I don't need anyone. I'm all alone. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. Entire kingdom belongs to Allah. What you have right now cannot even fit on the edge of the wing of the mosquito. It might fall off right now. Mosquito has 6 wings. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the whole dunya put together is that equal to the wing of a mosquito. Now try to put entire dunya on one wing of one mosquito, and my entire portfolio, where it will fit over there, possibly just falling off. But may bara admihu, I'm a very big person. Allah says, lahul mulk, kingdom belongs to Allah. You don't have anything. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. All praise belongs to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. No praise belongs to you. How smooth sailing, I have everything running right now. Then to their flaws. Then to their blind spots. Camera can't catch that one. How is getting it out of the store? I can't understand. Allah says all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is checked. The balances are done also. Hisab kitab by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yuhi wa yumit. Allah says, I give life, I give death. You don't hire and fire. That's the job of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ حَيٌّ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتَ. Allah is ever alive, will never die. One day this business will go to somebody else. I'll never live forever. It will come to an end. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. Only goodness in the hands of Allah. No matter what degree I may have, I will take a loss. By Allah there is no loss, only goodness. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Oh, the power of everything belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I can't see everything at one time happening in my operation. Allah sees everything at one time. This is the kalima we read in the business place. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa hayyun la yamut biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Read this in the marketplace. The reward Allah will give, the reward you will not get for sitting and reading this in the masjid. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, read this in the marketplace. The reward for one time reading this, 1 million rewarded. 1 million. Allah said, you want barakat, you want prophet, here's a real prophet. Your dunya will chase this kalima. 1 million reward, 1 riwayat, 1 million sins are forgiven. Insan will slip in the marketplace with his tongue, with his actions, with his trust. So 1 million rewards Allah will give him. 1 million gunas and sins are forgiven. 1 riwayat, Allah will raise him in Jannah. 1 million levels. He has his eye, do renovation, revamp the house, refurb. Allah says, you built your palace already. You already made your Jannah. So when it comes to a munafiq, that the signs of a hypocrite are 3. When he speaks lies. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to refrain from this. It becomes so common nowadays. We say petty lies, white lies, and becomes normal thereafter. And it just happens sometimes. We're just saying things which are not true. Which are not true are lies, but we get so used to it that it becomes bigger and bigger. We don't realize that my entire operation, my life, is only on lies, speaking lies, and I'm twisting my tongue. This is the quality of a hypocrite. That outwardly he's saying something, but inside is something else. Day after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that he goes against when he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. He goes against the promise. Doesn't keep to his word. I am going to pay after 30 days, 60 days. Doesn't happen, doesn't make a phone call also. And he's promising. The work will be done. Phone a person, I need something, we say done. But he forgets. 2 months time, he forgot it already. But he gave his word, but doesn't get done. And when he's granted trust, he must appropriate. This is very important. فَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنْ لَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. Quran Sharif says when it comes to business specifically, there should be an upright person that records the transaction. Has to be recorded. Now we have WhatsApp, we have different apps. Make sure it's clear, it's documented, it's written. Open a group, have the accountant there, have the lawyer there, have so and so there. You are witness to this deal right now. Shouldn't be that end of the deal, something happens, miscommunication. Then that person says, you said this, I said that, you speaking lies, I'm speaking the truth. Now because of business, salah is disrupted. Taqwa also is disrupted. So make sure it's written down. Everything is written down or documented. And Quran Sharif says also, when the upright person is asked to document it, to write it down, he should not, وَلَا يَأْبَى. They should not refuse to do so. Write it down, document it, so we know everything is clear. There's no ambiguity in it whatsoever. But then all this will happen. You spoke a lie, I entrusted you, you're not trustworthy. Then he goes out in the market. All because the heart is not correct, iman, yaqeen, is not in that business. And whatever we learn in the masjid, my dear brothers, we learn in the path of Allah, we learn from ulama, ikram, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, is not left with the kitabs. We have to take it into our business places. That we heard this, we have to put it right. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah.